And then it comes from Marietta. You were just a little kid. You know how young ones talk. And when my daddy come home that night and was telling my mama, we're going to move to Rawl, I thought, Ruby, which way we go to Rawl? She said, on the same road that we've been picking blackberries on. And here we come on the tour. And this Steve, my husband, he was up there at school. And he said he seen us coming along. He said all of them was out playing. We seen them too. But see, I didn't know him then. I just seen all them little black cheering up there playing on school run. And he said, where in the world are them folks coming from? But you know, way over in the week, his mama, that's the way people used to do. His mama and Miss, not the last that he married, because he married seven times. That's what they said Reverend did.
All righty then.
But anyhow.
The Reverend married seven times.
That's what they said he married seven times.
Because his wife died.
I don't know what all happened to him. But I know two of them died. I didn't know two of them. But anyway, when we moved up there on his place, we lived up there on his place a long time. Then when we left from there, we moved way over down on you know where Coleman Road is? We moved over there on a man's place named Mr. And my daddy hired me out. He was like back in the days, I guess, when people hired you chilling out. But you know, every Saturday, he just hired me out for a dollar. And every Saturday, he'd come and get that dollar. I thought I was supposed to give it to him, and I'd give him that dollar. And my sister, Carrie Lou, wouldn't come with us, because she said she was tired of working, and her daddy coming on the ground and getting her money. So she wouldn't move with us.
She wouldn't?
No, she wouldn't come.
How old was she?
I don't know how old she was, but she wouldn't. She was a teenage, but she wouldn't come with us.
Where'd she go?
She went with these white people she was working for, and she went to Atlanta. And when we seen Carolou again, we was wondering, whatever happened to our sister Carolou? Me and Linda, we got to Rawl. Me and Linda decided one Sunday morning. They said she was over here in a place they called, it's over here going up the hill there from the river. It's Dunwood, over in Dunwood, Georgia. They said they seen her over there, because Miss Lena and them knowed about which way she was, because she knows some people lived over there. And Carrie was working for these people in Smyrna. They had a daughter, and the daughter was tired of staying over there in the woods with them and them dogs too. So one Sunday, me and Lena May decided we'd get out in the road and walk and see if we can find Carolou. Oh, we were so tired when we got to that place. We went all the way around from there, all the way around the river. You know where we come out at? We up here on top of the hill above the river. And went that road and we found Carolou though over there. We went to these people's house and called, because these people she was working for, we knew the names. We called and asked, is anybody there working with her named Carrie? Carrie was so glad to see us, and we were glad to see her. All them old dogs down there, they wouldn't let us down in that way. Well, they let Carrie come out and where all the dogs was up there, where we was on the bank. Me and Lena was so tired, we were glad to see her back. But we were so glad to see Carolou, and she stayed there with us, and we stayed there till nearly dark. And then we knew we had to head back towards the Rawl. But we didn't come back the way we went. We come up the river here.